You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Do you know who Sharon Wegscheider-Cruz is? If you don't, I feel very sorry for you. And I would suggest that you order at least 4, maybe more, of her books. You can get them on her website, or you can get them, you know, many places. But Sharon Wegscheider-Cruz, I became familiar with in the late 70s, early 1980s, and I am still friends with her today. I'm trying to remember the first time I went to one of her workshops, and I was either in Austin, San Antonio, or I don't know. But I do remember I knew her and knew of her first book called Alcoholism. No, I didn't either. I always get the name wrong. It's called Another Chance, Hope and Health for the Family of the Alcoholic. And I had read that book, and in that is she names the roles of the family in an alcoholic home, and she names the children, the hero child, the mascot child, the lost child, and the scapegoat child. And today we use those terms in the field of addiction all the time and never give her credit for them. But I'd read that book, and then I saw her and many of my other mentors at the first National Codependence Conference in 1989 in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I had just gotten sober and gotten into adult children of alcoholics and Al-Anon and AA 12-step programs and was just coming to, I guess, coming awake. Coming to is probably a good expression, but becoming interested in. And at that time was a prolific period of writing about characteristics of being an adult child and writers like Janet Geringer Wowitz, Claudia Black, Bob Ackerman, Stephanie Brown, Tim Cermak. I'm leaving some Herb Gravitz. Julie Bowen. They're just legions. It's you could Google writers on addiction and codependency in the 80s. And I know that some of those terms are falling out of favor, but I don't care. They are ones that I could relate to, and those writers saved my life. And Charles Whitfield, The Child Within, John Bradshaw, Terry Kellogg. I mean, I could go on and on. And thank heaven I have all their books because it broke me open and has helped me, and I turned around and use all their work to help you and other people. So anyway, let's go back to Sharon. Sharon, I have known now and for so long, and like I said, now I have a personal relationship with her, and I just love, it's almost like she's just a little ahead of me writing about her life, and what she puts on the page is what's in my heart. So the books besides Another Chance, read Choice Making, Becoming a Sage, Storytelling, and any other books in between. It's interesting. She was so bold. She was not an alcoholic herself, but she felt she had so many traits that were like alcoholic. And her parents did a lot of drinking. She was an only child. You can read all about that in her books. Oh, Reconstruction Therapy. Oh, I just can't believe how fabulous her work is. And she started an experiential therapy group up in South Dakota and various places, and it became known as OnSite. And it's still going today, although this is the third owner. Miles Attuck is the third owner these days. And so what she did was originally check herself into a treatment center. I don't know how they managed to take her because she wasn't an alcoholic, but she said, you know, I'm not an alcoholic, but I act like one and I think like one. And so she really became well-known in the field for being able to see both sides. She was trained under Virginia Satir, a well-known family therapist out in California in Palo Alto Group. And yet the day came when she had to stand up and say, you know, I think alcoholism is a primary illness of its own and has to be treated as such. And then we can also treat the family. But you can't treat the whole family without initially treating the alcoholic and getting the alcohol out. And that was not the view, and still not the view to many family therapists. They'll sit there all day long with a group of people trying to do communication work in a family and never ask somebody when's the last time they had a joint or had a drink. So she kind of separated herself from the field of family therapy, but she loved working with families. So she wrote that book, Another Chance, and she was working for a famous place at the time, and they said, oh, please don't write that book. Don't publish that book. We just now got a decent reputation for treating the patient who has addiction, and if you open this can of worms with the families, we'll just never be able to survive. She ignored them, thank heaven, and wrote it. And see, during that period of time when all these others were writing in the National Coalition or National Association of Children of Alcoholics and many other groups began being established, they were writing about what happened in alcoholic homes and how it affected children. And then the terms adult children became popular. Now, the fields of individual therapy and family therapy ignored this kind of third wave that is, you know, blowing through the at least the U.S. and then internationally during the 80s. And they dismissed it. The colleagues and the professors and the psychiatrists all dismissed this as a pop psychology phenomenon. It was like a flash in the pan. But what was real interesting is it struck a chord with lay people. And at first, none of their books sold very well because they didn't have big name agents and big name publishers. But eventually somebody told somebody else and then their books began selling. And then finally, Melody Beattie's book, Codependent No More, ended up getting on the New York Times bestseller list. And people were wondering, what? The same thing happened with Janet Geringer-Wowitz, who wrote the very first book in, I think, 1982 that's just entitled Adult Children of Alcoholics. And I think I've told you all about that before, where her luggage was lost and this other guy's luggage was lost. They were standing there talking about it, and they both had gone to a conference in the Northeast. And he said, oh, you're a presenter. Well, what are you presenting on? And she said, my dissertation was on being an adult child of alcoholics, and that's what I'm going to present on. And he said, oh, really? Well, he began interested, and they ended up publishing her book. And when it skyrocketed to be on the number one bestseller list for, I'm trying to think of how many years, she sold over 2 million copies of that and in 6 different languages. And people said, who is this woman and who's her agent and who is this publishing firm? Nobody wanted to publish her book. Well, the publishing firm was a little outfit out of Florida, and they ended up later on publishing a book nobody wanted to publish, and that was the series, first book in the Chicken Soup series. So thank heaven for Gary Seidler and Peter, who had that little, and still have, that publishing company that now is Health Communications. Sharon had her book, her first book, Another Chance, published by Virginia Satir's publisher, Palo Alto Press, out here in California. And amazingly enough, Health Communications also publishes a lot of her books, and she's still going in the field, and so is Claudia Black. And I'm so grateful to all of their work. Maybe I'll do a podcast just simply on naming some books that you ought to have on your library, especially if you came from an alcoholic home. I feel so strongly about what they have written and how it helped me so much, and it helps my clients so much, that I really want you, if you don't know of Sharon Wegscheider Cruz, and you don't have any of her books, please go buy 1, 2, or 3, or 10, and I don't know that she's doing any workshops anymore, but she used to do these wonderfully information-filled workshops with such gentleness and encouragement that it just felt so comfortable to explore feelings that were scary, that were hurtful, and her work is very thought-provoking. It's very easy to read because it's like one friend talking to another. So I hope you look her up. And while you're at it, buy some of Claudia's books that she wrote real early in her career called It'll Never Happen to Me, and buy Janet Geringer Woe's book, Adult Children of Alcoholism, and later, or Adult Children of Alcoholics, I believe is what it's called, and later she wrote Escape. No, she didn't write that. Who did? Ann Wilson Shape wrote Escape from Intimacy. That's a good one, too. But Janet Geringer Woe wrote The Struggle for Intimacy. And that's a lot of myths that we who grew up in alcoholic homes take into relationships. And we help destroy those relationships without even knowing it. You can also listen to some of my other podcasts I've done on adult children of alcoholics that might help you as well. And then, if necessary, if you want to talk more, go to my website and send me an email or contact me. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.